The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaney Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order that you may be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so that as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
May my words be of you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Last year on Ash Wednesday, St. James worship services were only online. It seems like such a long time ago. Last year, we mailed ashes to every household of St. James, and the staff provided worship for Holy Week that enabled participation from home. Last year, I began my Ash Wednesday sermon with these words. Ash Wednesday is a day when we again choose to step up and step it up. It's a day to inspire us to commit again to making the most of this gift of life. I've always loved looking forward to Lent as a deep dive, a time to make an extra effort to do spiritual house cleaning. But this year feels different. I look around me and I don't think that people have the energy to step up or to step it up. I'm not sure if anyone has the capacity to do anything more right now, even for people for whom these last 2 years have gone reasonably well. Folks are weary, easily frustrated and discouraged, struggling to remain engaged and hopeful, and some days, just getting through the day. For all of these reasons, I don't think, I'm going to go way out on a limb here, but I don't think that Lent this year is about stepping up and stepping it up. In fact, I would suggest this year might not be the year to give up or take on anything that makes your life feel harder. This year might be the year to choose something simple and sweet that just opens your heart and mind, opens you to receiving the love and the care, the mercy and the tenderness of God. It might be something really simple, like just putting a post-it note on the mirror in the bathroom that has one of the verses from tonight's psalm on it that would remind you every day while you brush your teeth that God is full of compassion and mercy and loves you, cares for you like a father. Or maybe instead of giving up some favorite thing, give up judging yourself for not doing better. Instead of adding a spiritual discipline, add something that will make you laugh or will give you time to relax or for something or someone that you love. Maybe this year what we need more than anything is a gentle and nourishing Lent. There's another aspect to Lent this year that feels different to me. In a moment, you will hear Chuck speaking the invitation to a holy Lent, a season of self-examination and repentance. I have to be honest and say that I've only ever heard that invitation as a time to reflect on the state of my own soul. I've heard it as a call to see and take action for the sake of my own spiritual health. But this year, it feels to me like a more appropriate examination is to reflect on the state of our communal soul. How is our spiritual health together? How are we doing as a community, as a region of New York State, as a nation? And as a world. It seems to me that the shortcomings that weigh the heaviest this year are not just the ways in which I am falling short, but the ways in which we are falling short. The ways in which we as a society, are failing one another and failing future generations. Rather than focusing just on me and what transformation God is calling for in me, perhaps this year the focus of our Lenten journey is to ask, what transformation is God calling for in us together? And what that might mean is using the season of Lent to pray for an issue that weighs heavily on your heart for the sake of the world. Maybe you want to pray for people on whom this pandemic has taken the heaviest toll. Healthcare workers, educators, parents of young children, people who live alone. Or maybe you want to pray for refugees, or voting rights, or justice reform, or climate change, or an end to racism, or an end to war. I really think this year might just need to be a very different kind of Lent. In a moment, you'll be invited to step forward and receive ashes in the form of a cross on your forehead. Do you know where those ashes come from? You can get them in a store. You can actually order ashes through Amazon. I have done it. But not this year. That's not where they came from. Last year, after Palm Sunday, the Altar Guild set aside palms. At the time, they were green and tender and pliable to the touch. Those leftover palms were bundled and stored in the sacristy for a whole year, and when I took them out a couple of weeks ago, they were brown and brittle, like straw. I took them home, and with a pair of garden clippers, a trick I learned the year they didn't burn, I snipped them into short lengths and enough to fill a bucket. And then on a bright, warm, sunny day, which we actually did have a couple of weeks ago, I went out into the backyard and cleaned out the fire pit, spreading the old ashes on the garden. Those ashes from the old wood fire were like powder on the wind. They will mix with the dirt to make rich soil for spring gardening. Next, I dumped the bucket of clipped palms into the clean fire pit. I lit a match and poof, they ignited like a roaring fire. It only took a couple of minutes for the dry palms to burn up, leaving smoking embers that I stirred until there was nothing left to burn. I scooped up the ashes with a spoon and put them in a metal bowl that quickly became hot to the touch. And I mashed them until there was nothing left but cold, dark soot. That's what will mark your forehead tonight. When you go home and look in the mirror and see that mark, think about this. Ashes seem to be lifeless remains. What's left when what once was alive is burned up and completely spent? But when a gardener takes that ash and mixes it into the garden, it becomes the very soil that will support and sustain new growth and new life. You may very well be tired, burnt out, feeling empty and spent. God can take that raw material of your life, what appears to be nothing but ash, and turn it into soil, the very ground for new life. Today may be Ash Wednesday, but Easter is coming, where now we see only soot, we will see Easter lilies. And what will cause that change, that transformation to occur miraculously between now and then, is God's loving and life-giving work. Amen.
Wherever you are on your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.